Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Dr. Cynthia. I'm the founder and pediatric sleep consultant at Sleep and Creative Solutions. And what we do is we help parents sleep well and their babies sleep well. I'm basically educating expectant parents so they make informed decisions postpartum and help parents to learn what to do from the beginning to prevent sleep deprivation. We're happy to help them get their sleep back, but it can be prevented. So the goal is to really help them improve the quality of lives from the beginning so they can be happy having a baby.
Awesome. And where are you located?
Miami.
Miami. Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
It's a very funny story. It was never planned to start a business. I say this every time. I was taking my bus to begin my residency to get to the peak of my career. But I'd worked extensively with children. I love kids, including working with United Nations. So in 2019, while I was taking my bus, I decided to work part-time. Now, I didn't have to because my education was paid for by my parents, right? So I didn't have student loans. But I said, oh, it'll be okay to be independent. So I got certified to be a newborn care specialist, and it just made sense to work with children because I love children. And that allowed me to work in home with families just at night exclusively. I did this once a night, and the first client was very impressed with my delivery, and she asked if I could come in every Saturday night. And I told her I was going to think about it. 2 weeks later, I said, okay. She was very impressed with my delivery, and she wrote something about me and her mom's group. They had another mother that had a toddler that never slept for 3 years. So one parent had to go into his room every night. Now they had an infant that was waking up too early. So they had a child that was not sleeping, and they had another, and she lost it. Now, she has two nannies, but the thing about having nannies is they work during the day, so no matter the money you have, right, you're stuck with the babies at night. So she had two children. She was losing mind. She hired me, brought me in the picture. I was able to help the 8-week-old get on the schedule in a week, and I was able to teach the household staff what to do right now. After that point, she wrote something about me, and 35 parents were trying to hire me, you know, simultaneously. And what was important was they had hired people before me. That's when I realized that parents were paying for services, but they were hiring people that were hardworking but not skilled. But it was just I couldn't come to the conclusion. So I said, okay, I will spend time working extensively in home to really understand what was going on. So it didn't feel right. There was a huge problem. I did my research, and I found out that 7 in 10 parents were losing over more than 130 days of sleep in their first year of being a parent, which was impacting significantly on their mental well-being, you know, productivity, and the holistic development of the babies. The research this shows the correlation of sleep deprivation to obesity in children, you know, ADHD and all that. But I spent time, I said, okay, I was going to work in home and really understand what was going on. So I was working exclusively at night, spending 84 hours every week, a minimum of 30 days with each parent. I dedicated about 3.5 years working exclusively just to understand what was going on, right? And everyone thought I was crazy, like, hey, you're a doctor. But I saw that in the prenatal clinics and the postnatal clinics, you know, not it wasn't covered. Like, parents were going on Google, on Reddit, right? And then, you know, they were left on their own. It was like, hey, everyone is happy for the baby, right? But, you know, they just left to figure them out. So sadly, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I think I read an oncologist killed herself and a baby in New York. Now, I've had the privilege of working behind closed doors with families, and I understand that it's a very sensitive period, right? And people are just overwhelmed. It doesn't matter if they have the resources, they're just overwhelmed, and you really need to meet them emotionally. But what did I find out when I was working with these families? Every baby I started with from day 3, the predictable 4 weeks, the result was consistent with every family. as opposed to people that I hire me for damage control. So I
Right.
came to the conclusion, babies are perfect. Parents need to be taught what to do. So their babies have to say comfort and sleep and right behavior from the beginning. So yes, we do have like sleep training and there are lots of FEBA methods, but I found out that once you know what to do from the beginning, your baby is perfect. Because your baby will ask to say comfort and sleep. So what we do is we help parents understand what to do, why they do what they do, and when to do it. It's not, I don't want them to be dependent on me. I want you to be me, but understand like what works for you. So you can have your sanity intact and your baby is developing well. That's a story.
Makes sense. So in terms of how it works, is it all in person locally like in Miami, or is it, you know, through Zoom or nationwide? Like, you know, really, where are your customers located?
Well, so we do have a various tiers of services. Right now, we're leveraging technology. So we are in the process of launching our on-demand pre-recorded classes, which I did sometime last week, because we realized that at the preparatory stages, with the advent of social media and the pandemic, people want things a click away, right? So when they don't have a problem, they're not inclined to learn. However, when they have a problem, they are calling me. They are buying into the master classes. So I took a liberty myself and my team, and we recorded lots of educational classes, all of which affects the quality of sleeps, and we're educating people as to what to do before the baby comes, like a preparatory, but we're going to make it at their convenience, right? But we do have a master class, and this is where we work with people. We give an experience. So put a group of parents together, maximum of 10, or yes, that's maximum capacity. And we administer a questionnaire. We take a tour of history, take a tour of their nursery, recommend what they should do, you know, how the arrangement and all that. We have a Zoom session daily with these parents. We share a baby log manual, and they have a 24/7 access to myself and my team. So it's not just like, hey, do this, do that. We're literally holding them by their hands and showing them what to do, how to do, you know, and enforcing the knowledge. So once they start to see the pattern, they feel more confident in your parenting ability. In the first week, we're really finding what works and what they answer. I tell people this, it's there's no all size with it, because each family is unique, right? So whatever family tells me in that questionnaire, that's really not what they're doing. When they start sharing data with us, that's
right.
When they tell the truth, because data does not lie. And that's when we really start to refine what to do with that family. So that's what we do. We have educational, on-demand educational classes, and we have the masterclass where we help parents that are brand new parents to sleep through the night. We teach them what to do it yourself. And after that, we have a subscription-based model where they can work with us at every stage of development of their babies at no extra cost, right? Because I've gone through all of the stages and I can point them in the direction of what they're doing. If their babies are teething, trying to transition to solid food, going through sleep regressions, we will point them in the direction. We also have, there are some clients that want people to go into their homes to do the heavy lift, and I started from there. So we have a land management system where we train and certify people with this skill set and professionalism, and we delegate them to this high profile client. So if you want to do it yourself, we'll work with you, right? If you just want to learn about a subject matter, we will educate you just a click away. If you want someone to come in to your home to do the heavy lifting, we got you, right? And sometime in the future, we'll be launching an app. So that's how we are, you know, we're catering to everyone.
Makes sense. So how does the pricing structure work? So somebody just pays one time and they have full access to you for several years? I mean, what does that look like?
So the pricing structure for the educational class is a one time. For the master class is a 2 weeks program. And after that, we have a subscription-based model. So at $100 a month, you can have access to us, all of our resources. And at every point of development, if you have a problem, you can come back to us. That's how we work.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing in the business today?
So I would say it's misinformation.
Misinformation.
Misinformation. Most people do not know they can be helped. Doesn't mean like you have to be miserable to be a parent. So I think that we've identified misinformation as a huge challenge. And so we're aggressive. And that's why we've really put together these educational classes to engage people while they're pregnant. Because, I mean, it's great to save people while they sleep deprived. But quite frankly, I think it's better to really prevent the problem because you don't have to go through all that trauma. Like, right. I'm happy to help you. But when people come to me 9 months, you know, sleep deprived, and in 5 days, I help them. They're like, oh my God, where are you? But just imagine all of the stresses, all of the adrenaline and cortisol they've had to secrete, their sanity. Imagine what they had to go through before they found help. Now it makes more sense, you know, for your well-being and for the child's development to really do it right from the beginning. But at the end of the day, like, so education is really a challenge. So
how do you get in front of people? I'm just curious, because like, I feel like a lot of people might have this problem, but they don't even know that you exist. So like, how do you get in front of people who are having these problems?
Well, so there are lots of channels. there are lots of channels, talking to moms groups, collaboration. Really, we believe very strongly in strategic partnerships. There's a problem. We all have our specialties, and I feel that this is a prevalent problem that affects the quality of life. But this is an emergency, put it that way. So we try to. So social media is you know, that's, I don't really understand social media, right?
Right.
Everyone is a self-acclaimed expert, but you know, community engagement is what we're doing right now. Just we're trying to access the people that have access to a target population and educating them, because people need to be educated to make informed decisions. And if you don't connect with them and they don't learn to trust you, they cannot work with you.
Right. So in terms of social, I mean, like, are you running ads? Like, I guess, like you mentioned that you're in some groups, but do you, like, in terms of like getting like new customers? Because obviously, you know, I'm sure that you have this problem of churn, right? Because once the child goes past like a certain age, then they wouldn't need the services. So what does that look like to, I guess, acquire more new customers?
So for a new business, I do this exclusively. I do not do anything else. I founded Sleeping Crowd in 2020, and I've been working at the company since 2019. Ads do not work for new businesses, especially one as personal as mine.
Right.
What people say about you is the most important thing. People need to trust you. Ads are great for Apple, they're great for Vista, they're great for, but when you are trying to make a difference, when you're trying to connect, especially in that personal level, you need to do the work. You need to go out there and connect with people. And trust me, if you help someone, they will just take it upon themselves and mark it for you.
Right.
I have come highly recommended by high profile clients, unsolicited. And that's how you get business, especially when it comes to something very personal. And what people say about you, I've also gotten business. People find me on Google, they read the reviews, and they buy into the masterclass. So people once, like, they've tried tips and tricks, they've tried, you know, the PDF document, they're overwhelmed. They want you to connect with them. That's what people looking for, connection. They want people to connect with them, to care about them, and make sure that, you know, they hold them by their hands, because the postpartum is it's a very fragile point in one's life. I've seen it all. Like, I have worked behind closed doors with various families, and this is not a time to, like, you cannot, the job is not to be the expert. The job is to blend in seamlessly and meet them where they are emotionally. Because if you do not do that, they cannot even learn. They can't even start to comprehend what you're trying to do.
Makes sense. So obviously now, you know, we're about to wrap up 2023. So for 2024, like, what would you say, like, are your revenue goals? Like, where are you at now? Like, where do you want to get to for next year?
Oh, so next year is really next year's I'm excited about the future because for the most part of this year we invested in relationships. We invested in relationships, collaborating, invested in strategic relationships, and those relationships have the potential to drive sales. So I'm excited about the future because I tell people I didn't get into this because I wanted money. Make no mistakes, I think that you should be rewarded, but I found a need and I was creating a solution to a problem, and that's what kept me and that's how I've been able to adapt and evolve and really understand the customer behavior because I have worked closely with them, but sometimes you're invested with like what you're thinking is the problem. No, you have to understand, like you have to study what people are willing to pay for. So, 2024 is really looking good for us because we are leveraging technology to improve efficiency and meet people where they are, to also make things much more affordable for people that cannot afford the in-home services. And the goal is to reach as many families and educate them how to improve the quality of life when it comes to parenting and sleep.
Makes sense. So can you, I guess, just get more specifics? Are you focused on, when you say leveraging the technology, you mentioned earlier you were talking about like a mobile application. So is that kind of what you're referring to, maybe leveraging AI to kind of scale? Or I guess, like, what does that look like for you when you say leveraging technology to lower your prices and reach more people?
Right, so in our learning management system, I for the last couple of months, I've had to do researches when it comes to interacting with people. It's okay to have a knowledge, but you also have to engage with them. And attention span is down. So the only way to make sure that you're training people and they really have the knowledge is to make it in a video format, right? So we have in a learning management system, we have 9 modules, 5 topics each, right? And I've had to leverage AI to talk on each of these topics about 6 to 7 minutes and gamify, the test formatting. The goal is to make sure that everyone that has been trained understands, because I've seen people that have had certifications and they come to me and they want me to train them. They feel inadequate. And that's because when you train people in a PDF format, what they do is all they're looking at is bottom line. They want to finish, so they scroll in. So you must learn to engage people, and that's how they feel. That's how they enforce the knowledge. So that's one thing that I was particular about. I just didn't want to launch a course or train people. I wanted people to feel to on to feel like, okay, I understand and I know and I feel like an expert. Another thing we do is also mentorship. So as part of the training, myself and the rest of the instructors, we spend 16 hours with everyone going through the program over the weekend. And this is where we really discussed all of the professional ethics, because it's one thing to be skilled, but if you didn't have the delivery, all of your skill is useless. Because people will never forget, like, what we do is really personal. It doesn't matter what, if you're trained in habit or whatever, people never forget the way you make them feel. So it's one thing to have the knowledge. You must have the delivery. You must have the emotional intelligence and more maturity. And that's how you succeed. That's how you connect with people. So technology on that basis, right? And so we are leveraging technology because, I mean, it's here to stay and we have to work with it and collaborate with technology to be more efficient and proficient in achieving our mission, which is, equipping parents with the tools, knowledge, and skills to be the architect of the positive sleep habits their babies develop and restore sleep to parents struggling with sleep deprivation. So, technology is beautiful because we can reach anyone in the world. I've had to work with people from all over the world, right,
That's awesome.
and help them.
No, that's really cool. So in terms of, I guess you mentioned also, right, you said part of it is technology, part of it is a relationship. So can you talk more about these relationships? Is it more like, corporate partnerships of people that are strategic partners that are going to work with you, that have like a large network? Like, you don't need to be specific about the certain companies, but is that more of what you're referring to?
Yeah, so the business model is actually a B2B and B2C. And like I said, for any business, it's really hard to build up and that trust. But the most important thing is that impression. People want to know who they're doing business with. They want to know who to trust because they will be speaking about you, and that's their name on the line, right? So strategic partnerships will be us collaborating with people that have access to a target population and telling them this is our value proposition, and we offer this to your client base. And to come to think of it, this is the value. This is what's going to do for you. This is what's going to do for them. That's the way, that's what we've really invested most of our time doing.
Makes sense. So, what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Oh, I didn't. Okay, I didn't think about that. What is the biggest advice I would have known? Okay, the biggest advice was that I shouldn't have started. So I think being an entrepreneur is the hardest thing I've ever done. So I'm a doctor, and this is what happens when you want to pass an exam. You prepare for it, right? There's level of preparation, and you pass. But as an entrepreneur, right? As a matter of fact, you prepare really hard to fail, and you keep testing the hypothesis until you find out that give. So you keep testing it. You feel and you're like, okay, this doesn't work. You move on. It is really so. If you're not passionate and if you don't have a why, you will not be able to weather the storm. I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought like, oh, because I had a problem and I saw this and it didn't feel right. Okay, it was going to be like that. Yes. So that's something. If I had to think it right, I wouldn't have. And another thing, I say yes. So initially, I didn't even know I was going to scale. It was branding. When people know you, they hire you as you. But at some point, everybody wanted to hire me. And I can only be in a place at a time, right? So I've carefully ensured that Sleeping Cradle is really not about me, and all of the people on my team are equally as good or even better, and that's the goal. So everyone associated with the brand is seen to be an expert, not just me. And quite frankly, it's exhausting. I cannot be the only expert. I'm not going to breathe. I've had clients, me wanting to send people to them, and they say no, they want me. And guess what? I no longer sell my time for money. And that's what happened. That's what happens when people love you. So I think I learned that early in business, to build a brand and not try to be the face of the brand, because as fantastic as that is, it's not sustainable.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media handles? Just best way to get in contact with you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Go for it.
So would you want me to share it in the
So I
chat?
guess like your, yeah, you can just like, I'll put it like in the notes, but if you can just share like your website and Instagram handle and just tell
Okay.
me what it is, just like the name of it.
I will share it in the chat now.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. So I think it's, what is it? I'm sleepincradle.com, right?
Yes, it's yeah.
Your Instagram is Sleep and Cradle, right?
Sleep and Cradle.
All right, great. Well, yeah, I'll put it in the notes. You can just message me like on LinkedIn and I'll put it like, in the show notes. And awesome. Well, I want to say thank you so much for your time, and we're rooting for you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye bye.